The news was published on Thursday, September 26th. I am Tom. All right, folks, let's dive into some seriously cool stuff happening in the world of filmmaking. Picture this: a bunch of tech enthusiasts and movie buffs getting together in San Francisco for what they're calling the Project Odyssey AI Film Gala. Now, this wasn't your typical red carpet affair with paparazzi and movie stars. Nah, this was more like Silicon Valley meets Hollywood, but with a twist. So what's the big deal? Well, these folks were showcasing short films created with artificial intelligence. Yeah, you heard that right. AI is now in the director's chair, sort of. It's like giving a computer a paintbrush and telling it to go wild on a digital canvas. But here's the kicker. It's not just about the tech. It's about pushing the boundaries of creativity and seeing what happens when you mix human imagination with computer smarts. Now you might be thinking, Tom, what does this actually look like? Let me paint you a picture. Imagine a music video where the artist is running down a street, but with each step, the whole world around him transforms into different animated realities. One second he's in a colorful cartoon land, the next he's in a trippy abstract universe. And get this. At the end, the guy waves goodbye to an animated version of himself that flies away and turns into a cartoon sun. I mean, talk about a mind-bending visual journey. You know, as I watched those AI-generated films at the gala, I couldn't help but think about another groundbreaking moment in film history that happened over a century ago. Picture this. It's December 28th, 1895, in Paris. A small crowd of about 30 people are gathered in a dimly lit room at the Grand Café on Boulevard des Capucines. They're not quite sure what to expect, but there's a buzz of excitement in the air. The Lumière brothers, Auguste and Louis, are about to unveil their latest invention: the cinematograph. As the lights dim, a flickering image appears on the screen. It's a simple scene of workers leaving the Lumière factory. But to the audience, it's nothing short of magic. They're witnessing moving pictures for the first time in history. Can you imagine the gasps and whispers that must have filled that room? Some people were probably skeptical, thinking it was just a parlor trick. Others might have been completely mesmerized, unable to take their eyes off the screen. The Lumière didn't stop there. They showed a series of short films, each about 50 seconds long. There was one of a baby being fed, another of a train arriving at a station, which, by the way, allegedly caused some viewers to jump out of their seats, thinking the train was going to burst through the screen. It's funny to think about now, but back then, this was cutting-edge stuff. What's really interesting is how similar that moment feels to what we're experiencing now with AI-generated films. Just like those first moviegoers in Paris, we're on the cusp of something entirely new. We're seeing images and stories created in ways we never thought possible. And just like back then, there's a mix of excitement, skepticism, and wonder. Some people are probably thinking, is this really art? While others are completely blown away by the possibilities. But here's the thing. The Lumière brothers' screening wasn't just a one-off event. It sparked a revolution in entertainment and communication. Within months, they were touring Europe and America, showing their films to amazed audiences everywhere. Cinema took off like wildfire, evolving from those simple 50-second clips to the epic blockbusters we have today. Who knows? Maybe we'll look back on these AI film galas in 100 years and see them as the start of something just as transformative. Now let's fast forward about a century from the Lumière brothers to the 1990s. Remember when CGI started really taking off in movies? It was like Hollywood had discovered a new toy, and boy, did they love playing with it. The rise of computer-generated imagery in films during that decade is actually a pretty interesting parallel to what we're seeing now with AI and filmmaking. Think back to 1993 when Jurassic Park hit the screens. I still remember sitting in the theater, my jaw on the floor, as I watched those dinosaurs come to life. It was like nothing we'd ever seen before. Steven Spielberg and his team had managed to create these incredibly realistic creatures that moved and interacted with the live actors seamlessly. It was a game changer, plain and simple. But it wasn't just about the wow factor. CGI opened up a whole new world of storytelling possibilities. Suddenly, filmmakers could bring any vision to life, no matter how fantastical. You want a giant ship sinking in the middle of the ocean? No problem. How about an entire alien world with blue-skinned inhabitants? CGI's got you covered. Of course, not everyone was thrilled about this new technology. Some purists argued that it was making movies less real. that it was a shortcut that would lead to lazier filmmaking. Sound familiar? It's pretty much the same argument we're hearing now about AI-generated films. But here's the thing, CGI didn't replace traditional filmmaking techniques. Instead, it became another tool in the filmmaker's toolkit. The best directors learned how to blend CGI with practical effects and good old-fashioned storytelling to create something truly magical. And that's exactly what I think we're going to see with AI in filmmaking. It's not about replacing human creativity, it's about enhancing it. Just like how CGI allowed filmmakers to bring impossible worlds to life, AI is opening up new avenues for visual storytelling that we can't even imagine yet. You know, folks, the more I think about AI in filmmaking, the more mind-boggling the possibilities become. We're talking about a future where you could potentially whip up an entire short film or music video in the time it takes to binge-watch your favorite Netflix series. It's like having a whole production team crammed into your laptop, working round the clock at lightning speed. Imagine waking up with a brilliant idea for a music video, punching in some parameters, and by dinner time, you're watching the finished product. It's not just about saving time, though. This could be a game changer for indie filmmakers working on shoestring budgets. They might be able to create visually stunning content that previously would have cost an arm and a leg. But here's the thing. It's not all sunshine and rainbows. This rapid production capability could flood the market with content, making it even harder for quality work to stand out. And let's not forget about the artistic process. There's something to be said for the time and effort that goes into crafting a film or video. Will AI-generated content have the same soul, the same human touch? It's a double-edged sword, really. On one hand, it's democratizing filmmaking, giving more people the tools to bring their visions to life. On the other, it might lead to a saturation of mediocre content. We'll have to wait and see how filmmakers navigate this brave new world. You know what I'm thinking? We might soon see a brand spanking new category at the Oscars or Emmys, best AI-generated film or something along those lines. Can you imagine? It's not as far-fetched as it sounds. I mean, we've already got categories for animated films and visual effects, so why not AI? This could be a way for the industry to acknowledge and embrace this emerging form of filmmaking. Picture it. A-list celebrities in their fancy duds, sitting in the audience waiting to hear if their AI film snagged the golden statue. It'd be a whole new ballgame. But here's where it gets tricky. How do you judge an AI-generated film against a traditionally made one? It's like comparing apples and oranges. You'd need a completely different set of criteria. Maybe they'd look at how creatively the AI tools were used, or how seamlessly they were integrated with human input. And let's not forget the potential controversy. There'd be purists arguing that AI films aren't real cinema, while others would champion them as the future of the art form. It could spark some heated debates in the industry, that's for sure. But you know what? That's not necessarily a bad thing. It could push filmmakers to explore new territories, to really think about what makes a film great beyond just the technical aspects. And who knows? Maybe these AI-generated films will bring something entirely new to the table, something we can't even imagine yet. It's exciting and a little scary at the same time, isn't it? All right, let's talk about how the filmmaking landscape might shift with AI in the mix. We're likely to see some serious changes in traditional roles. I mean, think about it. When you've got AI that can generate scripts, storyboard scenes, or even edit footage, what does that mean for writers, storyboard artists, and editors? It doesn't necessarily mean these jobs will disappear, but they'll probably evolve. We might see new roles popping up, like AI film supervisors or prompt engineers specifically for film. These folks would be experts in coaxing the best results out of AI tools, kind of like a cross between a programmer and a film director. And speaking of directors, their job might become more about curating and refining AI-generated content, rather than creating everything from scratch. Cinematographers might find themselves working alongside AI to create impossible camera movements or lighting setups. Even actors could see changes. With deepfake technology advancing, we might have digital performance artists who specialize in crafting performances that are then mapped onto AI-generated characters. It's a bit like how motion capture has evolved, but taken to a whole new level. The key here is adaptability. The film industry has always been about embracing new technologies, from sound to color to CGI. AI is just the next frontier. Those who can roll with the changes and find creative ways to use these new tools will thrive. But make no mistake, It's going to be a bumpy ride for a while, as everyone figures out how to navigate this new terrain. Here's a wild thought. AI could be the ultimate translation tool for films. I'm not just talking about dubbing or subtitles here. Imagine an indie filmmaker from, say, Nepal, making a film that could be instantly adapted for audiences in Brazil, Japan, or Nigeria. AI could potentially recreate the actor's lip movements to match different languages, adjust cultural references to resonate with various audiences, and even tweak visuals to suit different cultural norms. It's like having a universal translator for cinema. This could be huge for indie filmmakers who often struggle to reach audiences beyond their local markets. Suddenly, the whole world becomes their potential audience. But it's not just about language. AI could help films cross cultural barriers too. It might be able to analyze the cultural context of a film and suggest tweaks to make it more relatable to different audiences without losing its essence. Of course, this raises some interesting questions about authenticity and cultural nuance. Can AI really capture the subtleties of different cultures? There's a risk of homogenization, of films losing their unique cultural flavors in an attempt to appeal to everyone. And let's not forget about the ethical implications. Who owns the rights to these AI-adapted versions? How do we ensure that the original creators are properly compensated? It's a complex issue, but if we can figure it out, it could lead to a much more diverse and globally connected film industry. Imagine being able to easily watch films from every corner of the world, each one feeling like it was made just for you. That's a future I'd be excited to see. And there you have it, folks. This is Tom, bringing you the latest in AI and filmmaking from Listen 2. As always, we're here to keep you in the loop about the ever-changing landscape of technology and entertainment. Stay tuned for more updates, and remember, the future of film is being written, or should I say generated, as we speak. Keep your eyes peeled and your minds open. Who knows what we'll be watching next?